podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Yeah, I was kind of caught off guard because I went over and saw my grandma and grandpa this last weekend just to hang out with them.
How are grandma and grandpa?
They're doing damn well. Their tomatoes are so big this year. Just the best tomato I've had in a long time.
I've got more people pushing tomatoes on me. Yeah. Have you noticed that? When your friends start growing tomatoes, they're all proud, and then eventually they're like, God, when somebody take these damn tomatoes off my head.
So sick of tomatoes.
Too much salad.
They sent me home with like 10 tomatoes. Uh-huh. So we had BLTs last night. And so Grandpa takes me outside, and we're just BSing, and he takes me into his garage, and he starts showing me his tools.
How old is Grandpa?
He's 84, 85 now.
Okay.
Then he takes me out back where he keeps his boat. Boat's all covered up, and he pulls back the cover, and he's like, now this here is a fishing boat. And he's showing me the motors and how to drain and how to run everything and where all the fishing poles go in and all this stuff. I'm like, why are you telling me this? He's like, well, he's like, you got room on the side of your house. When I'm gone, I want you to have this boat. I'm going to leave you this boat. And I was first caught off guard by that because I'm like, oh, my grandpa, I don't want to think about him not being around and all that. But he's like, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And then the second thought that popped into my mind is, I don't want a damn boat. I do not want a boat. And I don't know. I graciously was very, you know, accepted his gesture, and I was like, that sounds great.
You can't turn to your 84-year-old grandma and say, I don't want your damn boat.
Why don't you sell it and give me the cash right now? No, I'm going to say, that's very nice of you.
Grandpa, I can invest the money from this boat, and by the time you do kick off, it would be worth like twice as much.
I said, that would be great. Is the trailer coming with it? You know, he's like, yes, it's all yours, it's all yours. And I did the whole thing. It's like, I don't really... Is it bad to say that I don't want the boat?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you feel guilty about the fact that you didn't want it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because it's like Grandpa's it's a gesture of love. Right. And passing it down.
That's his baby. That's his fishing boat.
And a lot of times when people start thinking about what they're going to pass down and to whom, it brings them some sort of comfort, right? Because that's their stuff.
Yeah.
And they want to know that their stuff is going to be in a good home.
It's taken care of, yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people, and I've been down this road, feel extreme guilt when a family member passes away and you don't want any of their stuff.
Yeah, they got really ugly stuff.
Yeah, so it's like one of the biggest, like, big balls of guilt I've ever had, and I've had several, but this one, like when my dad died and we went through all the stuff in his house, I was like, well, I don't, people would hold something up. Dominic, this would be perfect for you. And I'm like, I love my dad, and that's his stuff, and it was very important to him, but I don't
need it.
Right.
And then I felt like an ass because I was not accepting of my dad's stuff. It was his stuff.
You accept it, and then you throw it out in the middle of the night at the dumpster behind King Soopers like everybody else.
Yeah, and then the guilt got a second layer heaped on it, like with a snow shovel, because after we went through all that, and really nobody was saying his stuff, then, like 2 days later, we had a garage sale.
Yeah.
Right?
And then all that stuff goes away.
Oh, you're profiting off of dad.
We had a garage sale, and people are coming through, and then I'm like, and people are picking up, and they're going, oh, this is great. And I thought, oh, man, I really should feel like a schmuck, because these people love this. I'm his son, and I didn't even want it.
Yeah.
So it's two layers of
different
guilt.
Taste.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, different taste.
Yeah, if you could find somebody with my dad's taste, you got to celebrate that.
Winner, winner.
Couldn't have been many, I'll tell you that. He of the singing, you know, bass fish on the wall.
Take
kind of
me
thing.
To the river.
How did you
river.
Not take that?
Yeah, right.
That's not you?
That was just one item. I think that was actually scooped up by my older brother.
I'd take that on my bass boat. A new bass boat I'm getting.
Yes.
I wonder if any of our listeners have experienced this family guilt. And what might be really funny to listen to are the calls from people who said, yeah, I had to. I was left this, and I kind of had to take it, but I really didn't want it.
And then what'd you do with it?
And you know, but some people know exactly what you're talking about. Here's an evil Heather on the line. Hello, Heather.
Now, evil's kind of harsh.
I know, but probably accurate. So
Could be true.
What do you got for me?
I inherited a floor length, or I guess mid-calf length, fur coat from my grandmother. And it's sitting in my closet, and you think about, wow, there's a lot of dead animals in there.
You could never wear that anywhere. What kind of fur is it?
It's fox, and I'm from a small town in South Dakota, and when she was getting old, she thought, you live in Denver, and you would have many places to wear this, and I'm like,
shroud of death.
Paint
it's funny,
it.
My mom just had a garage sale this past weekend, and she had like two or three furs out there that she had purchased in South Dakota, actually.
Did people come running up with buckets of blood?
I know. She felt so bad putting them out there, and she's like, it was a different time.
Why do all grandmas have fur coats?
It was a different time.
It was warm.
Nanny has three of them, and I won't even touch them, Heather.
You should brush them.
No, and she's like, hey, do you want the coats? No.
Heather, let me ask you this. Is it possible that you could wear it and tell people that it's faux?
Right.
You know what? I don't honestly know. Just the thought of it gives me the willies.
Even if it is faux, they're uglier than hell.
You should sell it and take all the money and donate it to an animal charity.
No, you could wear it and tell people you're a pimp, and then everybody will leave
pimping.
You alone.
Oh, please tell me you have a pink Cadillac.
You'll be pimping in your fur coat.
Pink Cadillac, unfortunately.
What do you think you're going to do with it? You can't just leave it in your closet forever. What do you think you'll eventually do with it?
The thought had crossed my mind to sell it, but then it's like, where does one go? And I know, obviously, there are furriers and whatnot, but...
Craigslist, I guess.
Coats for Colorado's coming up. Just donate it.
That's awesome.
There's going to be some little kid walking to school in a fox fur coat.
Why not? Big old head, a cane, and a hat.
He's got a limp.
He's all, what up, ladies? Let's get my second grade on.
There you go. At 5'2", that's a great idea, actually.
We wish you all the best with this, Evil Heather, and thank you for making our day.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
All the little girls. Pimp cup.
Little pimp juice box.
Right, yeah.
All the ladies in the lunchroom around him.
He has to lift the coat up to show that he's sagging.
Yeah. We are funny.
Here's Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Do you know what we're talking about here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
So when my grandmother passed away, she made me the executor, and I'm her granddaughter, because my mom and my aunt did not get along, and my grandma knew this. And so she knew that they would fight over everything, and so they made me the executor. Well, I live here in Colorado, and grandma's down in Arizona, and my mom actually does live in Arizona. So when she passed away, my mom was mad. And so I'm like, Mom, just, you know, send me the stuff. I'll distribute it across the country to everybody. I have her list. So my mom sent me everything. Clothes, pantyhose, costume jewelry. I got it all.
Yes.
The moving truck comes up, and they start unloading this stuff. And, I mean, she put clothes in garbage bags. I mean, I got everything.
It's a big load of junk.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with all of this. And, of course, you know, I've got a list of how I'm supposed to distribute stuff.
Who gets the pantyhose? That's what I want to know. Are you saving that for yourself?
Pervy.
Are they still available?
Send them to Dom. He'll sniff them.
No, they're not. And he's
talking. Send those to me. I might go hold up a convenience store or something. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. What?
I mean, I had grandma's stockings, the heavy stockings.
That's sexy.
Well, listen, good luck with that. I would never want to be an executor. I think it would be too sad. I would only be an executor for somebody that I didn't even really know them. You know, because then you could be irrational, disinterested.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, almost like
junk good. Junk
Jeremy
good.
Jeremy gets
junk
the pantyhose. Emily gets the stockings. Right.
Kim, have a great day.
Thanks.
And thanks for calling the show. All right.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.